Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement
words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your glory and we won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. We allow the kingdom temple of God, hallelujah, and his cathedral faith believers to say amen and amen, hallelujah. All right, I'm scheduled to be with you on today 90 minutes, and I'm going to have a first and a second part. The second part will be our hymns of Zion. And after I've given my message and I'm open up the prayer request line for those that desire prayer petition for me to go in down in prayer in faith, and God said any two or three that are touching, hallelujah, that whatever they pray for, God said that he is in the midst of them. So whatever that you want God to do in your life, hallelujah, don't be shy. Call in at the prompt of the prayer request line being open. I will open it as soon as I finish with my message for today. And before we go into the hymns of Zion, I will open up the prayer request line for you to call in. And you will be prompted to call in and talk live with your host and your moderator, Overseer Janice Ward. And those numbers, I think I have put them up on the bulletin board, but I will just announce them at this time. And the number to call in is 646-230-74. Those numbers again are 646-230-74. So, like I said, at the conclusion of this program, I will open up the prayer request line, and you are welcome to call in, and I will be gladly to pray with you, hallelujah, for God to honor your prayer petition, because God is yet moving by his Spirit, and God is blessing his people. So I'll tell you, all you have to do is supply the faith, and God will do the rest. All right, well, without any further ado, we're going to take you right now on into a service that's already in progression. And our sermon on this morning entitled, Taste and Say. I want to say that one more time. Sermon on this morning entitled, Taste and Say. And we're going to read from our first key scripture, and it reads like this. It says, Oh, taste and see, hallelujah, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. And that scripture reading, my sister and my brother, is coming out of the law of Psalms 34:8. All right, we're going to move on down to our second key scripture. Hallelujah. And it reads this. It says, I am the bread of life. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 6:48. Hallelujah. And so we're talking about God's provision for you and I and us. I'm talking about God's blessings, and I'm talking about God's grace and his mercy. I'm talking about his extended sovereignty. I'm talking about the bread of life, talking about our spiritual food, and I'm also talking about us being satisfied and giving God thanks in all that he does. In yours and mine and our life. Hallelujah. Because we know that God is a good God. You know, even when we think that we're not having everything that we should or we desire, we know at the same token that God is good. Hallelujah. And all the time, God is good. And God is good all the time. And so, we're talking about, like I said, we're just talking about giving God thanks and gratitude and just acknowledging him for whatever God has produced in your family, at your with your children, your friends, your colleagues, your business partners, and those that are near and dear unto your heart. You know that we have a lot to be thankful and grateful for. And I want to ask you, hallelujah, do you believe that God is good? I want to ask you that, you that are out there listening, my live digital audience on this morning. Do you believe that God is good, even when life isn't? You know, sometimes we feel like, you know, because we're not having everything, you know, that we desire, that we feel like, you know, for some reason God has failed us or we have failed God. But we know that each and every one of us have our own season of harvesting. You know, God has his own time to bless you and I and us, you know. And so don't feel sad or despondent, but you know that weeping might endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning. So we know that, like I said, I was asking you, do you believe that God is good even when life isn't? Well, we'll talk about Mary. And we find out that Mary, she knew that God was good. And she grasped in amazement the day, hallelujah, that she heard the pastor talk about this Mary. Hallelujah. And so the Bible tells us what I was going to say, Lord. Give me back my thought. Hallelujah. But anyway, this Mary that I'm talking about, she had been a widow for a long time and was told that, you know, she was didn't have very much money, and so she didn't have all the things that she desired, and she was, I guess, considered as being poor, and she was also housebound. But they said that because of her ailments and her old age, you know, that she was just, you know, just felt like, you know, I guess life had really passed her by. But the psalmist tell us that we should learn to praise God amidst our hardships, even when it don't even sound good, it don't sound logical, it don't feel right. We are to praise God in all time. So we know that over the years that she had come to the Savior with a deep gratitude of every good thing that he had sent her way. And so, hallelujah, the pastor occasionally had visited her home, and she had was crippling pain in her extremities, hallelujah. And it said that it took her a long time even to, you know, come to the door to even let anyone in. But anyway, the pastor would call her and tell her that he was on his way, and hallelujah. And so Mary would then begin to, you know, go slowly and journey to the door, hallelujah. But without fail, she would meet him, hallelujah, with these triumphant words. She would say that God is good, hallelujah. I have observed that those who speak most often about God's goodness are usually those with the most trials. They focus on the Lord's mercy and his grace rather than on their troubles, hallelujah, because we know in this life and in this circular world in which we live, we coming against all kind of trials and tribulations and setbacks and booby traps that the enemy tries to set in our way. But we know, in spite of, we just know that God said in his word he will never leave you and I and us, that he will always be with us, even until the end of the earth. Hallelujah. And so, like I said, usually those with the most trials, and they focus on the Lord's mercy and his grace, then their troubles. And in doing so, they taste his goodness. And we know that this woman was an example. This Mary was an example, not only challenging you and I and us to taste and see, but also to taste and say that the Lord is good. Even when life isn't, you and I must know that God is yet faithful. Hallelujah. And through trials may come, through fears assails, through tests and scares, we understand that one truth shines clear, that it cannot fail. My God, your God, and our God is right and he's good. When you and I and us, when we taste God's goodness, we know that his praise will be on yours and mine and our lips when we praise him. God said, if you would just praise me. Sometimes that's all God wants from you and I, is to praise him. And give him thanks and gratitude for all the marvelous things that he has done in our life. And you know what? If God hasn't done anything, and I know that he has, but I'm just saying, you know, God didn't owe me and you anything, but yet he gives us everything. But if God doesn't do one solitary thing else in yours and mine and our lives, we know that God touched us when his mighty hand on today and told you and I and us, rise, my daughter, rise, my son. You know, it's a whole lot of us that did not make the roll call on this morning. When God called their name, they was not able to say, yea, Lord, but they are yet sleeping in their chambers, hallelujah, of rest, until that great resurrection morning. Hallelujah. So we got a lot to be thankful for, that we're living to see another day that was not promised to you and I now. So we can say, we can taste and say that God is good. Hallelujah. And blessed is the man who trusts in him. And that scripture reading again is coming out along of Psalms 34:8. Hallelujah. And we know that the Bible tells us, he said that I am the bread. Jesus tells us that he is the bread. He said, I am the bread of life. That scripture reading, my sister and my brother, is coming out of the law of John 6:48. And we find out that in our culture, with an abundance of food choices, we find out that bread is no longer a necessary. It's not a necessary part of our diet. Because we know that there are some that choose to live without it for various reasons. And we can look back into our first century, however, that bread was viewed as an essential staple. A diet without bread was a foreign concept. But one day a crowd of people sought after Jesus because he had performed the miracles of multiplying the loaves of bread. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 6:11-26. And I didn't get to tell you that I want to welcome all of you in to the chat room. And there are seating availability for your sitting and your sitting and listening pleasure. And so may God bless you once again. And so I hope that you have your digital devices, may it be your computer or your tablet or your smartphone. You are welcome to bring your digital devices aboard, because we know that we are living in a diverse digital world, and so you can bring your digital devices aboard. So at your own discretion, you can go back and read what we talked about today. You can read the scriptures, and then that way God can talk to you. But like I said, just bring all your digital devices aboard, because we are in need of them. Hallelujah. So anyway, we're getting back to our reading. And so the crowd of people, they sought after Jesus because he had already performed the miracle of multiplying the loaves of bread. They asked him to perform a sign like the manna from heaven that God had provided for his people in the desert. But in Exodus 16:4, Jesus said that he was the true bread from heaven. Now, John 6:32, what the people did not understand, that they really wanted literally daily bread, but God was trying to tell them that I'm not talking about the bread for the body, but I'm talking about the bread for your soul. So Jesus was saying that he had been sent to be their spiritual bread, and they would surely, hallelujah, would multiply their daily spiritual needs if they just only put their trust in God and applied and took his word and life into their very souls. They would experience God everlasting satisfaction. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus doesn't want you and I and us to be an optional commodity in our diet. God desires for you and I and us to be central staple in our lives. Hallelujah. We know that our necessary food, as the first century Jews could never imagine life without physical bread. But may we never attempt, hallelujah, to live without Jesus, because we know Jesus is our spiritual bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know that our only spiritual bread, it satisfies the hungerness of the soul. See, Jesus can fill our soul with the spiritual bread of life. Hallelujah. Jesus tell us, he said that the water that I give, you're going to thirst after that well of water. He said, but if you drink of the living water, he's talking about the spiritual water, he said, then you will never thirst again. Hallelujah. So we know that God can quench our spiritual thirst for his righteousness. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is just accept God in our lives to be our Lord and Savior, to reside in our heart. And God will take up housekeeping inside of yours and mine heart if it's clean heart. He will not live in an unclean temple. So we know that our temple, I'm talking about that spiritual temple in our body, our heart, it's got to be holy. It's got to be clean. Because God, as I first stated, will not, cannot live in an unclean temple. Hallelujah. So our sermon on again on this morning entitled, Taste and See. Our first key scripture came out of the law of John 6:48, and it reads like this once again. It says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And then it goes on to say, blessed is the man or the woman who trusts in him. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 34:8. And then we had our second key scripture, and I'm repeating this for those of you that didn't have your digital devices maybe at your disposal at the time that I gave them out in the beginning. So I'm going to give them out again. So if you want to write them down to go back, you know, at a later time at your own discretion, then you are just, you know, just you can do that at your own discretion. You know, it's your charge and your, you know, your call. So that second key scripture is coming out of the law of John 6:48, and it says that I am the bread of life. So we know that Jesus is the spiritual bread of life. And so we're talking about God's goodness. We're talking about giving God praise in all that he does for you and I and us. And he does in our children's lives, in the lives of our friends and constituents and those that are near and dear into our heart. We know that God is yet faithful. God is good. God show his mercy and his kindness to you and I and us. And like I said, God doesn't owe you and I anything, but yet he give us everything. So we should just taste and see that the Lord is good. God is the bread of life. And we can get satisfaction out of living a holy life before God and before men down here on planet Earth. We know that God is our spiritual food, and we can taste and say that God is good. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. In spite of our ups and downs and our circumstances, because we know that in this life, as long as our heel is pointed toward the ground, we're going to go through trials and tribulations because of sin entering in the world. But God has already told you and I and us. He said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. But I will be with you till the end of the earth. So we have God's assurance that God will never desert us. He will never leave us by the wayside. God will hear us when we pray. God said, those that come to me, in sincerity, so if you come to God in sincerity and in truth, you know, not lying tongue before God, but come before God, hallelujah, you know, with a clean heart and honesty and pray and just talk to God and cry out to God, God will hear our humble cry. God loves us. God loves us, you and I and us, unto the point of death. So you and I can say on today, taste and say that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man, a woman, who trusts in him. No matter what you're going through, you that are listening on this morning, I'm here to encourage your heart. You might say, Overseer Ward, I'm in a financial dilemma. Well, I'm here to encourage you that God has what you need. God owns everything. God owns all the financial institutions, all the banks. He owns Dow Jones. He owns the stock market. He owns the gold bars. God owns a cattle on a thousand hills. So whatever you need, all you got to do is go to God in sincerity and prayer. Not demanding, but humbly praying to God. God, I need you right now. I need you to bless my finances. I need you to bless me with some food. I need you to bless me with a pair of shoes, a handbag, a hat, a coat, gloves. Hallelujah. I need you to bless me, God. And God will do that. God is a right now God. You know, you heard people say that God may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. But I tell you, I will beg to differ because I know God for myself. I've tried him several occasions, too many to count. And I'm here to encourage your heart and your soul on this morning that God will come when you call him. God is a right now God. God is not distant where he does not hear or see you and I and us. The Bible says that God sit high, yet he looked low. So God sees us. He said, I know what you are in need of. You, you, and you, and you. He knows what you are in need of, he said, before you even ask. So I'm telling you, God never sleeps, nor does he slumber. But God is sitting right now in his heavenly dominion, sitting on the right hand, not sitting on the left, not sitting in the middle or in the rear, but God is sitting on the right hand side of his Father. Hallelujah. looking down on planet Earth. He's looking over the good and not so good. He's looking over those that are in need. He's looking over those, hallelujah, that are living holy. Looking over those that don't know him, don't have a personal relationship with him. He wants to be given an invitation into your heart for you to accept him into your life as your Lord and your Savior. Hallelujah, to reign and reside in your heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. So don't be despondent, because God has everything you need. You say, I'm painting, Overseer Ward, has painting running through my vertical veins, running through my extremities. I have migraine headaches. I have an aneurysm. I have high blood pressure. I have low blood pressure. Hallelujah. I have been diagnosed as having terminal cancer. I've been diagnosed as having liver disease. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to go into the hospital and have a limb amputated. But I tell you, you will not go alone, because we know that God is a healer. We know that by God, 39 stripes, you and I and us are healed. No matter what the doctors say, you can believe the report of the Lord, and you can lay hands on yourself and say, by God, 39 stripes, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. Hallelujah. And I said to yourself to live, 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 live. I shall live, and I shall not die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. And we know that, you know, we know God is good. And we know that sometime it's helpful for you and I to spend a quiet few moments looking back over our lives to review how indebted you and I and us are to God, because we're talking about taste and say. We can look back and review how indebted that you and I and us are to God for his goodness and for his mercy, of course. We know that two personal histories are not the same. But we can all echo the words of David, the poet king in Psalms 23 and 6. He said that goodness and mercy shall follow me, you, and us all the days of mine, yours, and our lives. And if you and I and us, if we are trusting Jesus Christ, we find out that those few words sum up the whole of our experience in life. We know that God's goodness imparts what we don't deserve, and his mercy withhold, hallelujah, Jesus, what we do deserve. We find out that in times of pain and sorrow, yours and mine and our Heavenly Father is faithfully to meet yours and mine and our needs. He comforts our heart, and he gives us strength to bear our burdens. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And although we are, hallelujah, believers, and some are unbelievers, but we still sin and we fall short of the glory and honor of a holy standard God and his righteousness for our lives. We can set by his standards that his son Jesus Christ, he keeps on pouring out his forgiveness into yours and mine and our lives. As you and I and us, as we continue to confess our sins. You might say, oh, so what? I haven't sinned. But you know, if you think anything negative or wrong or something ill-mannered against someone, that is a sin. So we don't have to physically sin. We can just think of things that's not right, and that is a sin. But we can go to God and confess even the thoughts that go through our head and in our heart. And tell God, forgive you for that thought. You know, say, forgive me, God, because you know, that wasn't a right thought, and that was just something, you know, that the devil tried to bring across to me. And then, you know, when you ask God forgiveness, it's done right then and there on the spot. God don't say, call me back in the morning, you know, and I'll let you know my decision. But God will hear us, like I first stated. He will hear you and I at us the first time. God hears us on the first ring. God do not put you and I on hold. He don't put us on three-way. He don't say, well, daughter, I got my other daughter, my other son on the line, and I'll have to call you back later. But God can talk to you and I and us at the same time. That's the kind of mighty, marvelous, omnipotent God that we serve. Hallelujah. And we can taste and see. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and blesses a man who trusts in him. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 34 and 8. Hallelujah. And so we may think of ourselves as decent people, but we must still admit that we have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that yours and mine and our continued gratitude can fill our heart because we know that God's goodness and his mercy will follow you and I and us all the way to glory. We are indebted to him forever. When we stand with Christ in glory, looking over life in his story. Hallelujah, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then, how much I owe. Because we know that God gives us everything. We owe him all of our praises. We can never give God too much praises. Hallelujah, because God is yet faithful when we are not faithful. God is yet faithful. God loves us in spite of our wrong, in spite of our wrongdoing, in spite of our disobedience. God loves us to the point of death. Jesus went all the way to Calvary Mountain to prove his love to you and I and us. He took 39 lashes across his back. If that wasn't enough, they pierced him in his side. Then they put great big old gigantic nails in his right hand and his left hand and pierced him in his side. Hallelujah. They placed one foot upon the other and drove spikes from the top layer of Jesus' foot down to the last layer of skin. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus died like no one else in modern mankind. Jesus died like no one else did for our sins. So I'm here to encourage you that you can taste and see on this morning. In spite of what I'm going through, God is good. In spite of my pains and my ills, God is good. In spite of my divorce decree, God is good. Because God can, he's just like Humpty Dumpty. You say Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, but all the king horses and all the king men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I'm here to tell you we serve a great big God that can put the thousand millions of pieces of yours and mine and our life, shattered life, back together again with his mighty hands. Doesn't matter what the doctor said that you have a terminal disease. You can say to yourself, self, I am healed. By God's 39 stripes, I'm healed. Cancer might have me, but I don't have cancer. Hallelujah. I don't have heart disease. I don't have tuberculosis. Hallelujah. I don't have high blood. hallelujah, pressure. I don't have sugar diabetes. I don't have blood aneurysm in my brain. But by God, 39 stripes, I'm healed. Hallelujah, Jesus. So you can taste and say, in spite of what I'm going through, God is good. All the time and all the time, God is good. Hallelujah. And we're coming in. And I'm going to read my last key scripture and last scripture reading in its entirety. And we're going to bring you on over to our second phase of our program. And so key scripture says, why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? And that scripture reading is coming out of love, Isaiah 55 and 2. Hallelujah. We know that we're expending a lot of our energy to feed our souls with food that doesn't satisfy. We know that it's something that you and I and us all know too well. We know that sometimes we merely are left empty, while at other times we are nearly consumed by the things we pursue. But we know that this is why the Lord's word in Isaiah 55 are so relevant. He asks you and I and us, why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? We know that God doesn't just leave you and I and us with this question, but he goes on to assure us that our heart's deep and longing can be fulfilled in him alone. Hallelujah. We know that there is strength in feeding on mercy rather than revenge, truth rather than falsehood, and peace rather than conflict. That's why you and I and us, we must choose Christ, hallelujah, over our religion and the Bible over tradition. When we eat right, we'll discover that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. We know that there is a longing in every heart that only Jesus can satisfy. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down in front of your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged and your correspondent, the God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Guerrero, California, 95020. You can also log on to our web address at www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to open the lines. Those of you that desire prayer requests, you are prompt to call in at this time. And the number in which to call is 646-200-3074. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074. If you have any prayer petitions, you would want the Old Ship of Zion to touch hands and lock hands, pray with you in faith that God, hallelujah, will honor your prayer petitions. You are to do so right now, because we are now going to go on into our second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion, and that is to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. And until we meet again across these airways and skyways, I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Hallelujah. I want you to buckle up with Jesus at your will, because he is people friendly. And so, till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. We are now bringing you the second phase of our program, that is Hymns of Zion.
Just why you feel this way, yeah. No one cares for me, yeah.
Yeah.
something happens in it. Let's tell them what happens. I feel
Time to pray. Give me the praise. Voice of an angel. This voice of an angel.
with all of my heart. Yeah, with all of my heart. Yes, I will. And I won't leave to my own understanding in all of my ways. I'll acknowledge you, 'cause I presence of people who know that your faith has gone to work. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Anybody in here believe that that thing that was worrying you, it's not going to worry you anymore? You believe Isaiah 26:3, that he'll keep you in perfect peace. If you keep your mind staying on him. Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to call him again. And this time, we're going to call him out of gratitude. We're going to call him in an effort to say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Come on, lift your hands, open your mouth, and just say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Leave it alone. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.